Have you ever met a dinosaur? Yeah, well, now's your chance, because tonight it's comedy night again down at the Regal Beagle Hall. Plenty of old has-beens to be seen down there, including our very own Dr. Strangelove.
Ah, and then the duck says to the barman, "Got any bean sprouts?" You get it? No? Well, neither do I. Anywho, I have a great joke to tell you. It's about an elderly man who gets stuck in a revolving door, and this great big whopping albatross swoops down and... What? What is wrong with you peoples? Oh, forget it. What's wrong with me, Mr. B?
Show went badly then, I take it.
Am I not relevant in today's society anymore?
No.
Oh.
But then you never was to begin with. So what?
I'm a dinosaur.
Well, you certainly do have dragon breath. Phew.
Do you mind, Mr. B? I'm trying to do pathos here.
Oh, okay, sorry. So what are you going to do?
Well, society has branded me a dinosaur, so therefore I should go the way of the dinosaurs.
You mean you're going to go extinct?
Yes. Nature made a mistake, you know, when it invented the dinosaur. It made them too big, too strange.
It doesn't have to end like this.
Yes, it does, Mr. B. It's time to wave goodbye to the big monsters.
But you cannot just kill yourself, can you?
I'm going out with a bang.
How?
I've just set the controls of my recently rebuilt new and improved timer machine. I am going to go back to the age of the dinosaurs, 65 million years ago, and go extinct with them.
That is strange.
Oh, yes. But it is the only way I can go forwards. By going backwards. In time.
Oh, you know what? I'd love to come with you.
Really, Mr. B?
Yeah, but not to get myself extinct, obviously.
Obviously.
But all the same, I'd love to see the dinosaurs.
Very well. I'm pretty sure that my time machine has the capacity to take both me and you back to the age of the dinosaurs.
What is going on here?
I think Dr. S is going to end it all. Bleep.
What? Dr. S? Is this true?
Well, partly true. Mr. B, did you tell Misfit and Martian Dan where we'd be?
No.
This is the weirdery. You're always going to be found here, in the lab. Except times when you're lobbying to get your radio show back on the air, even though you're clearly past it.
Oh, great! So you think I'm a dinosaur too, do you?
Oh, Dr. S, I have always known.
Right, that does it. I am really going to go this time. I know that I've been saying it for the past day or so, but I am off!
You never smelled any better.
Rotten gits. I'm going.
But what are you going to do, Dr. S?
Back in time. 65 million years ago. To the end of the late Cretaceous period.
You mean we're going to meet dinosaurs?
No, you're not. But I am.
Oh, but I want to come too.
Bleep. And me. Bleep.
Oh, come on, Dr. S. Let Miss Fit come along for the ride. She'll be your best friend forever.
Very well. You can all come with me, but on one condition.
What?
You don't interfere with my extinction plans, okay?
Later, or should that be 65 million years earlier... Dr. Strangelove and his pals arrive back in the dinosaur land known as Prehistoric Earth. Later still, Dr. Strangelove and co. set up camp in the baking heat of the rocky Cretaceous wilderness.
Meteorite set to hit the Earth in approximately 1 hour and 5 minutes time.
Thank you, Mr. B. I am ready to face my destiny as much as everybody else.
You mean the dinosaurs? Here, Dr. Strangelove, I've been meaning to ask, how are we not being attacked by the dinosaurs?
Symbols. The time machine is projecting an invisible barrier around us. That is to say, it makes us invisible to the dinosaurs.
Oh, I get it. So we can see them, but they can't see us.
Do you think he saw us? Bleep, bleep.
Look, you are quite sure that the time machine will have recharged its batteries enough for me, Misfit and Dan to get back to now?
But we already are in the now.
No, Lee B means the 21st century AD.
Oh, yes. Hey, Martian Dan, I suppose that prehistoric Earth is a bit like how Mars looks like in your time, eh?
That is Martianist. Bleep, bleep.
Hello, boys.
Nice cape girl outfit, Misfit.
Thank you. I made it myself.
Yes, it's amazing what you can make out of a tiny leopard print handkerchief, isn't it?
Bleep, bleep. She is a wild thing. Bleep, bleep. Oh dear, 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 oh dear.
Hey, careful, Misfit. You're making Martian Dan go short circuit.
Oh dear, poor Dan. He's literally blown his top.
Wow, did I really do that to him?
Now that is something I didn't expect to see. Misfit, go and put some clothes on. You're obviously too dangerous.
You know, it's a shame that all the dinosaurs are going to go extinct.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe they don't have to.
What do you mean, Mr. B?
Well, what I'm saying is, can't you do something really strange and scientific by, you know, discombobulating the time machine so that it can teleport all the dinosaurs away to, well, you know, a place of safety?
It's a good idea, but...
But?
But we only have an hour. Well, even a super mega genius like me couldn't invent a way out of this one in less than 59 minutes.
Maybe you couldn't, but I could.
Misfit? Really?
I'm not here just to be the Rackreel Welsh substitute, you know. As gorgeous as I am, I happen to be a top scientist too. It's just that you and the writer keeps on forgetting.
Hey, that's terrific. Maybe you could both work on the way out.
We did it.
I wanted to say that.
Great.
Don't worry, Dr. Caveglove. To try and make it up to you, I'll let you switch it on. At the count of three, one, two, three!
Wow! It works!
Well, don't sound so surprised. I did most of the work.
What's that big wibbly wobbly thing?
A wormhole has just opened up, and now all the dinosaurs are walking through it.
Yeah, I know, but to where does it lead?
I've no idea.
It'll be a long, long way from the dangers of prehistoric Earth anyway.
Oh, bless. Here. They're not going to wind up in our time, are they?
No, no, no. Do not ye worry, Mr. B. That most definitely will not happen.
You know this will create something of a paradox. The dinosaurs may escape the extinction by the meteorite, but that also means that there will be no dinosaur bones for paleontologists to dig up and discover that the dinosaurs were ever here in the first place. And if that happens, then we won't know about the dinosaurs, so we won't go back in time to save them.
Not so.
Eh?
What do you think was in my massive, strange sack that I brought with me? It's stuffed to the gills with fake dinosaur bones. So, when the great flaming meteorite hits the Earth, crash, bang, wallop, they'll all be scattered to the corners of the globe, and history will be saved. Hooray!
Hooray!